Why nations and empires fail. Had the rulers of Babylon kept always before them the fear of the Lord, they would have been given wisdom and power which would have kept them strong. But they made God their refuge only when perplexed. At such times, failing to find help in their great men, they sought it from men like Daniel who honored the living God and were honored by him. Though the rulers of proud Babylon were of the highest intellect, they had separated themselves so far from God that they could not understand the revelations and warnings given them concerning the future. Babylon, shattered and broken at last, passed away because in prosperity its rulers regarded themselves as independent of God and ascribed the glory of their kingdom to human achievement. The Medo-Persian realm was visited by the wrath of heaven because in it God's law had been trampled underfoot. The fear of the Lord found no place in the hearts of the vast majority of people. Wickedness and corruption prevailed. The kingdoms that followed were even more base and corrupt, and these sank lower and still lower in the scale of moral worth. The power exercised by every ruler on earth is heaven imparted, and upon his use of this power his success depends. To each the word is I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. In the word of God only is it shown that the strength of nations, as of individuals, is not found in the opportunity or facilities that appear to make them invincible, it is not found in their boasted greatness. It is measured by the fidelity with which they fulfill God's purpose.